friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Why we pray before we open the Bible? It's so that we can have Jesus' Holy Spirit inside of us and to help us to understand what He wants to teach us. So let's go ahead and let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see the lessons that You want us to learn today. We love You. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. How are you today? I am so glad that you are joining me again today as we study the Bible. I love to spend time with Jesus, don't you? I have been having such a wonderful time as we study about how much Jesus loves children. Last time, we talked about a group of mothers and their children who were going along the dusty road to where they knew Jesus was. When they got closer, they could see that there were many people crowded around Him. They might have been a little embarrassed. Did they dare to interrupt Him? Jesus was very important, and He was teaching and preaching, and there were so many important people gathered around that they were probably a little embarrassed. Actually, Jesus had already seen them, and He knew how much these mothers loved their children and how they wanted Him to bless them. These moms wanted their children to grow up loving God and being good helpers for Him. That's what Jesus wanted too. Did you know that no matter how young the children were or how old the children were, they were all important to Jesus? It makes me think about the other day. My family was watching home videos from when my boys were really little. Right now, my boys are 6 and almost 8 years old. But we were watching videos from when they were 1 year old and 3 years old. And it was so cute. At that time, the boys could not talk very well. And you listen to their little words and you watch the things that they do and you're just like, oh, that is so cute. Those little boys were still important to me, weren't they? And now that they're older and they're learning to read and they are learning to do chores and cook and do things around the house, now that they can do more things than they could when they were a little baby, are they still important to me, those boys? Yes, they are. You are important to Jesus, no matter your age. If you are old and you know how to do lots and lots of things, like ride a bike and climb trees, anything like that, you are important to Jesus. Even the little baby that cannot talk yet, they are still important to Jesus. Jesus wanted to bless these children, but first He waited. He wanted to see what His disciples would do. When the disciples saw the mothers with their children and found out what they wanted, they shook their heads and pointed back down the road to where the moms had come from. They were sure that Jesus would not
want to be interrupted. And he shouldn't be interrupted. After all, he was the Son of God. He had no time for children. You can read all about this in Mark chapter 10, verse 13. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 10. Once you find Mark, look down for chapter 10. It's the big number in my Bible. It might just say chapter 10 in yours as a heading. Mark chapter 10. And once you find 10, look down for verse 13. You might have to turn your page in the Bible. It might be on the next page. That's what it was for me. I don't know about your Bible, but let's look at Mark chapter 10, verse 13. What does it say?
Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them.
The disciples rebuked these mothers. Tears of disappointment filled the mothers' eyes. They had hoped and prayed that Jesus would bless their children. They had come all this way. They had waited for this day. But his disciples were sending them back home. Jesus had been watching. He knew just what was happening. And now as he spoke, his voice was firm. It was easy to tell that he wasn't happy with what his disciples were doing. Right in front of everyone, he told them to stop. Do you think they might have been a little embarrassed? I think so. Those children were important. In fact, Jesus said that if people did not become as trusting and loving as those children, none of them would ever be in the kingdom of God. Look at verse 14 and 15. You can see that's exactly what it says. Let's read it together.
But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it."
Are you happy that Jesus loves children just as much as he loves adults? It doesn't matter if they're old or if they're young. It doesn't matter who they are or what they've done. Jesus loves children, and Jesus loves you. You can come to Jesus anytime you want. You can call on him, and he is there for you. He loves you. He wants to spend time with you. And when you take that time with Jesus, just like what you're doing right now, learning about him, studying about him, talking to him in prayer, that makes Jesus happy. I want to be with him in heaven someday, don't you? Well, let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for this story that you have given us about how much you love us. We are so, so thankful that you care from the littlest baby to the oldest adult. No matter who we are or what we've done, you still care. Thank you, Lord. We want to be with you in heaven. Come back quickly. Amen. Let's sing our memory verse song together about how Jesus wants you to come to him.
Devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.com. mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.